This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the Jason Wright Show, Money Monday. I have not done a Money Monday in a minute, and I thought I would today because I just had an experience with my mortgage payment that just kind of blew my mind a little bit, and then it got me to thinking that this could probably be a good topic to discuss on the show about paying off your house quicker. So I have a goal to get my primary home paid off this year. It's the last element of debt that I have. I want to get it done, get it over with. And one of the ways to do that is obviously to make extra payments towards principal. Now, here's what you got to know about this. At least this is the case with PNC Bank, which has my mortgage right now. So I had this happen for the first time whenever I was really, really young. I bought my first house and I have always set up my mortgage on auto payments, right? They just take it out of the bank or take it out of my account every month. I don't have to think about it. There's one payment none of us want to miss. It's our mortgage payment, right? Okay, so I've always had mine on an auto pay. Well, whenever I bought my first house, being young, naive, and dumb, and being a first-time homeowner, and if you're listening to this and you're a first-time homeowner, listen to this. So what I did was I was in my house for a year, and then the next year, the taxes on my home, because the value of the house went up. I'm in Texas, so we have our property taxes, you know, our property taxes are determined by the value of our house, right? It's calculation depending on where you live, what the tax rate is. And so the property that I was living in, it went up year over year, which automatically meant that my payment was going to go up because I had an escrow account. Escrow account being the account that is in addition to your principal that you have set up for the bank to make your taxes and insurance payment for you, or your primary mortgage insurance if you have PMI insurance. So it's set up to pay those extras over and above just the principal that you owe and principal interest that you owe on your house. Well, I didn't make that adjustment in my account because, like I said, I just always like round up just to be even more, you know, safe. I'm like, okay, if my mortgage is $1,700 bucks a month, or if it's $1,685 bucks a month, I'm going to round up to $1,700 so I don't have to think about it. Well, what happened in this case was my tax valuation caused my escrow payments, the payment in addition, my interest rate didn't change, stay the same. Principal and interest is exactly the same, but the escrow payment, it increased. Well, I didn't make that adjustment. And so I start getting nasty grams after that first payment was due, even though they had received automatically my house payment. It was like just a little bit short. It was only like a few dollars short. I want to say it's like $3 short of what my payment should have been. So what the bank did was hold the whole payment and put it in like an escrow account. That's what will happen if you do not pay at least the amount of money that your payment is for taxes, insurance, PMI, principal and interest. If it's anything less than that, the bank will apply none of the funds anywhere toward your payment. So it's not like they've got enough money in that withdrawal to pay for your principal and interest, and they'll go ahead and pay that. So you got at least some of it and you're just a little short, and then say, oh, by the way, you owe us an extra 35, 40 bucks. They don't do that. The entire payment just sits until you call them and tell them, what are we supposed to do with this money? Okay, now it's not a person looking, it's a computer that is programmed to, if it's not at least the amount. Now, here's another thing you can do. If it's over the amount, which is usually the case for me, I just got caught in that instance where if it's ever over the amount that you owe, well, that little bit extra will automatically go to principal. You don't have to let them know. They just know, hey, we've got our taxes, we've got our insurance, we've got our PMI, we got the principal, we got the interest, we've got the full payment. And so it's anything over and above that, we're going to apply towards principal. All right. So just know that first of all, because I got caught in that. Well, here's another really weird scenario that happened to me here recently. So I decided in the middle of the month to just go ahead and I guess because I don't have a checking account with PNC, I make all my payments through bill pay from another account. So essentially what happens is they just automatically get a check from me every month or an auto draft from me through my bank's bill pay. That's a little bit more than what I owe that month, right? So there's always a little bit going towards the payment or the lion's share of the payments going toward what I owe the payment as it is. And then the rest of it's going towards principal. Well, I wanted to make an extra payment toward the to principal. And so I just made an extra payment. It was like $5 or $10 short of a full payment. So I sent the check in thinking, okay, this is not within my regularly scheduled payment. I'm already paid ahead anyway. Surely when they get this extra payment in, I don't know why I thought this. It's kind of, but I thought, well, if they see that I'm more than paid up on what I owe, then they will just go ahead and apply that towards principal, right? Yeah, negative, Ghost Rider. Didn't happen at all. Instead, they looked at that as a payment that was not the full payment that I owed. So even though I was on auto debit and always had been, I was over a month ahead on my payments. They received a payment that was not for the full amount. So I start getting letters. You need to pay right now. This is going to be late if you don't get us paid up. And it was a stupid computer that did this. I'm thinking, this is so dumb. Now, the young 23-year-old freaked out when this happened. The old fart 49-year-old that you're listening to right now thought, okay, I see what's happened. Dang it. So I call them up. I say, hey, here's what I did. And they're like, okay, so you want that applied to principal? I said, of course, it's an extra payment. I just wanted to go to principal. As you can see, I'm paid up everywhere else. So get me off of your nasty list or anything like that. As you can see, she said, yeah, you're paid up. And in fact, you're ahead, whatever. She said, so what you can do is you can go in and you can create an online account with us and allow transfers to be made from an outside account. So that's what I thought I would do. I thought, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go in and as though I were making a manual house payment online, and I'm going to do a wire transfer from my bank and then just apply that to my mortgage. Can't do that. Well, I could do it, but I would have to make a full payment that they would break out into principal and interest and homeowners insurance. And I don't want that to happen. I want to all go towards principal. There's no option to make a payment just to principal. There's no option. Like if you can actually go in and you can choose to make a payment. And if it's not the amount that you want to pay, you can pay a different amount, which I'm pretty sure if I made it for anything less than what my mortgage payment is, they would take it and it would just sit in limbo until I called and told them where to direct it. Now that I've made this phone call that I'm about to tell you about, if I made the full payment, then the only thing that would go directly toward principal would be anything over and above my mortgage payment. When what I really wanted to do was just to be able to go in occasionally, and let's say that I had an extra $5,000 that I didn't have budgeted and I could just do something with it. I could go ahead and put it towards the principal on this loan. That's what I wanted to do. And there's no way to do that. So I call up the bank and I'm like, hey, I've set up the ability to make payments to my mortgage from this manually. In addition to the automatic payments I'm making, I want to be able to just make manual payments to my principal. I'm trying to get this house paid off this year. I want to make extra payments. You can't do that. Why not? We just don't have it set up that way. You can't do that. What you could do is you could make the payment and then you'd have to call us and tell us how you want that applied. Now, I very well may be coming on here and talking to you about something that is common knowledge. Now, I used to own real estate brokerages. That was the first company I ever purchased in my life. I built brokerages. I've been in this business for a long time. So I think I'm pretty educated. I'm not the smartest guy in the world on this stuff, but I think I'm pretty well knowledgeable on mortgages and finance and home ownership. I've owned a lot of homes and houses and, you know, investment properties. So I think I'm pretty astute at it. So it seems to me like someone else should have spoken up and said, PNC and B of A, Wells, anybody that's doing this, why do you not have the option for a customer that has a mortgage with you or a car payment for that matter? Maybe it's the same with a car payment, to be able to go into their online account and just make an extra payment toward principal. So when it happened, I thought, well, two things. I thought at first I wanted to just come on here and just rant like someone would do on Twitter or whatever about PNC not allowing me to make this extra payment towards principal. But I thought, no, that's, I don't want to do that. Instead, I want to use this as a moment to say, first, just know, whenever you get that letter in the mail, especially you first-time homeowners, most of you that have owned homes for a while, this will mean nothing to you. But for you first-time homeowners, if you're in your third, if you're in your first year of owning a home, know that, and you've got your payments being automatically deducted. And let's say that it's not just a, it's not where you receive the bill and then it pays automatically based on that. Instead, it's like mine. You have a bank, you have Bank A that holds your mortgage, but you have no accounts there. You have Bank B, which is where you actually do your banking, and you're just setting up a unidirectional payment. You know what the payment is over here. So you just go in and you set automatic monthly payments for a set amount and it goes to pay it. This is where this really comes in. We've got to pay attention to this. If you do that, then if your mortgage payment changes, which it most definitely will year to year, depending on how much the house is valued at, what your homeowner's insurance is, all of this, if you have an escrow account for these things. If you don't have an escrow account, then it should be the same. You're saving your money. So this is, I guess I should have quantified this by saying this is for anyone who has an escrow account. Then know this, that payment could change. And if your house's value goes up or the premiums on your homeowner's insurance go up to where now your payment has, your total payment has gone above what you have your automatic payment set toward, then the bank is going to get that payment and they're not going to apply it towards anything. And all of a sudden you're going to start getting mail that says, hey, you need to pay us. You're risking foreclosure. It's literally like you didn't make a payment at all if you do that. So I wanted to use it as a, it's kind of a heads up on that issue. And then secondly, just to kind of rant about this whole PNC deal that does not allow me to just go in and make an extra payment, because I think that's really, really silly. So anyway, leave some comments if you've got suggestions on, one, how to pay your house off quicker. I mean, look, making an extra payment per year, those of you who just bought your first house, if you will make an extra payment every year, one payment every year, and you've got a 30-year mortgage, on average, you should pay off your house in 17 years. So you may have a 30-year mortgage, but you can cut that mortgage payment, that timeline, you can cut it almost in half by making one extra payment per year. When you start attacking the principal, and look at your statement, don't just think to yourself, my mortgage is $2,500 bucks a month, $2,600 a month, $2,700 a month, and just don't pay attention to it. Don't just look at it as it's this payment. No, whenever you first buy a house, most all of your payment is going towards the interest. The bank is going to get their money first. Know exactly what your principal balance is so that you just have in your mindset, how long would it take me to just pay that off? And maybe you set up a completely, kind of like what I'm trying to do, you set up a completely different payment plan that is just for your principal. You take that payment, the total payment, you're always going to make it on time no matter what. But then over here, you've taken your principal, you know what it is, you've divided it up over 30 years, and you thought, an extra principal payment every single month would be this. And you just make it a goal to try to make that extra payment. And the reason why I think that's important, I think a lot of us, we think that, well, a car loan or a home loan or whatever, it's just kind of set in stone. Whatever the payment is, it is. No, you can actually manipulate it after the fact. Unless you've got an early payment penalty, which is very rare in this day and age, especially for a mortgage, there is no law, and very rarely are you going to sign a contract that says you cannot get rid of that debt sooner. So if there's a way to do it, get rid of it sooner. And that always takes attacking the principle of the loan that you've taken out. Get that principal paid off as quickly as possible. That's what I'm trying to do here with PNC Bank. And anyway, so I thought I'd just make for a good Money Monday episode, which I haven't done in a while. I need to get that going again. Those are always fun. And look, I think that a very important part of improving always and always is about health, wellness, and definitely financial stewardship is in there. It's a very, very important topic. And by the way, if you happen to be listening to this on the Monday that I'm recording this, tomorrow I release my episode with America's Rabbi, Rabbi Daniel Lappin, who is he's the author of his latest book. He's author of many books, and he's a best-selling author. And his latest book is The Holistic You. And one of the things that Daniel Lappin is known for is talking the principles of financial stewardship. I'm a Christian. He's a Jew. And he talks about this. He's like, he said, I always wondered why, as a Jew, why are Jews so good with money? It's cliche. We know it. We know that there's just both good and bad cliches about Jewish people being really good at money. What Daniel Lappin did as a Jew was decide to say, why? Why is that? Why do we uphold this stereotype of being good with money or being, you know, being super savers and all the things that go with it? And when he did this, he started learning that these were just biblical principles in practice. That's what they were. And it was just being a good steward of resources. It was not spending more money than you make. It was very, very basic. And the Jewish faith reinforced this common sense notion of being a good steward with finances. So it's a great conversation that we have. So again, if you're listening to this on Monday, the 25th of March, 2024, then know that the 26th of March, 2024, I'll be releasing that episode. And if you're just listening to this randomly because you happen to come across it, then please go back and check out The Jason Wright Show and look for my conversation with Rabbi Daniel Lappin. I think you'll be glad you did. A lot of wisdom in there. And you don't have to be a Jew. You don't have to be a Christian. You don't have to believe anything because the principles work no matter what your faith. All right. So that's it. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Money Monday. I dusted off the topic and here we are. And I hope you found it helpful. Again, if you're watching this on YouTube, please click like or subscribe, leave some comments. And if you're listening to this on any of the podcast platforms, please rate the show, share it. If you think that it would give somebody some value, moms, dads, if you got your kids out there, like my girls, they're out of college, hopefully buying their first homes pretty soon. If you think that this might help them, just give them, it's just one of those little habits that you gotta get a hold of to make sure that mortgage, you sign it for 30 years, but it doesn't have to be 30 years. You can get rid of it quicker than that. And I'm sure going to do that with this one. So anyway, thanks for listening. Improve always and always. I'm Jason and I am out. Well, that does it for this episode of The Jason Wright Show. Thank you so much for listening. This has been a Texas Titan Media production. Fourth Wall did the music. And as always, thank you so much for listening. Please consider going out to jasonwrightnow.com and signing up for the Vitruvian Letter. Also, please go out to iTunes. It takes like 30 seconds to just leave us a 5-star rating. It does wonders for the podcast. I would be so grateful. And with that, until we meet again, go crush it and endeavor to improve always in all ways. I'm out.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.